Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Divine, all blessed, peace and love, joy and prosperity, co-unity and community. You are listening now live to the Divine Prince. come on in the room. Come on in the room. Ifa is my doctor, and he writes out all my prescriptions. He gives me all of my medicine in the room. Yes, indeed. I praise God, the Creator. I praise God, the Creator of heavens. I praise the God, the Creator of our worldly affairs. Ashe. I praise the God of today. For today, indeed, is a child of God. Tomorrow is a child of God. Day after tomorrow is a child of God. My good fortune is a child of God. And so shall it be. Ashe. You are listening live to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Elagun Oloye, Hudu Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is truly and indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my ever-living reality. It is crucial to the very foundation of standing, my teaching, my being, my walk, my work along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on this Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding. That place from where I begin, the place from where I realize and crystallize all my endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine, all-blessed reality. And so it is, I say. Today is Friday, June 8th, 2018. I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from this working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Time Potions, Hoodoo Central, Black Hawk Voodoo, in this legendary, historic, and most beautiful enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana. The land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick, along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, ritual spirits, and minerals. I'm always humbled and appreciative by the gods and goddesses who join me here in this square circle for the power lunch at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Block Talk Radio in our 10th year here on blocktalkradio.com/the-divine-prince. My live listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. When you are ready with your question, comment, or request, please do press the number one on your telephone keypad and I will bring you into the conversation. And always be mindful, my website where I can be reached is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And of course, our sacred stories. OurSacredStories.com for your travel itinerary and your visiting plans and your group marriages and ceremonies and all those lovely things that you like to send me emails about doing here in New Orleans. Please do contact us at OurSacredStories.com. No better tour, no better walking tour than Our Sacred Stories. com. All is truly and indeed a blessing. We stand on the shoulders of our ancestors. We acknowledge those who come before in all things, in all ways, initiated, uninitiated, educated, uneducated, learned in the ways of these traditions or not. We indeed stand on the shoulders of our ancestors, on the ladder that exists within the DNA coding of the very life force, the very life blood that surges through our brains, that surges through our hearts and our bodies, that surges through the culture that is voodoo. Wala Loa have their roots in Africa. These were spirits and deities honored by our enslaved ancestors who were brought into the New World and became the major deities, Loa, Orisha, within the new synthesized religious cultures. Rada, Loa are generally considered to be benevolent creators and are often clothed in white. Rada are often considered to have central aspects which are harsher and more aggressive than the router counterpart. Some sources describe these different personalities as aspects, while others depict them as separate beings or entities altogether. We also utilize the commonly Haitian referred to router spirits throughout the Pan-African diaspora. They were also easier to syncretize, to amalgamate into the systems that were being oppressed upon us. Mother and child, father and child, the cross, these alchemical symbols, these archetype symbols were present and allowed us a way of masking our traditions in as safe a way as possible for the harshness of the environment in which we were forced to exist in. Voodoo had to evolve in the New World. Ifa had to evolve in the New World. Akan had to evolve in the New World for survival in the blood of your children, in the bloods of the Yoruba children, in the bloods of the Igbo children, in the bloods of the Khan and the Fon children. Congo had to survive. So the petrol originate in New World slavery. And especially, specifically to Haiti. But when we understand what these Loa and these forces are, then we know that they travel where our people were. They were just given a different name, a different place setting, a different way of existing in the culture. A brief digression. I reposted again today, a few days out from, a week or more out from the coming June 19th, a week and a few days. You celebrate Juneteenth, some of you. I celebrate San Milo Maroon culture, the largest Maroon culture that existed in antebellum slavery was here in the swamps of New Orleans and what is now New Orleans East. So voodoo had to evolve in this environment. Tetuo came to be associated with hot, aggressive, retributive spirits. They are associated with darker subjects, darker practices. That might be a more logical way of walking into your research of petrol for some of you. Don't start from, the pop cultural BS that you'll find out there now about the devil and Satanism and Luciferianism and all the other BS. Understand and start from sit-in truth. And the truth is Petro, as well as voodoo in the New World, evolved from enslavement. Gede like Egun, is very specific to the dead. Gede are associated with the dead in Haitian voodoo, in the New World manifestations of voodoo, but also with carnality. Carnality, and if you've seen Gede manifest in ceremony, we don't invite Gede. Gede shows up backwards, one lens missing out of the glasses, gyrating, acting very sexual, bounce everywhere. This is Gede. Gede is symbolic of the things that trip us up, catch us up, bind us up in the realm of physicality, not just spirit. We associate Gede with the dead, and thus the body in its corpse state. For you who are looking for a metaphysical view into that, we're talking about being stuck in, operating in first chakra and lower, just first chakra and lower. These are the images of things that become trapped in us individually and then generationally. The alcoholism, the abuse, incest, racism, all these things operate in that realm of carnality, the realm that we give acknowledgement to Gede. So when Gede shows up, the purpose is to settle these spirits, to placate these spirits, to send some of these spirits into the light, for sure. But then others need to be grounded. That energy, that spirit, that jinn does not raise up again and continue to manifest itself in the ladder, that is the DNA ladder. The Gede transport the dead souls from the realm of physical into the realm of spiritual. They celebrate life in the midst of their acknowledgement. They're standing in the truth of mortality and death, which indeed is a part of the life cycle for all of us. And then we are reborn and recreated and regenerated in another place, another time, for other purposes. When we think about not just Rada and Petro voodoo, and particularly Petro, for my new listeners, we talked about Petro in the last few shows. We have to look at, as I said before, the rebirthing of voodoo in the New World, the rebirthing of all the West African traditions through us in the New World in the midst of enslavement. One of the strongest, most endearing symbols, archetypes, deities that are commonly found in the New World was and still is Dumbalai Wedo, known as the serpent god. He is the most popular in the New World. Dumbalai is the father figure. He is benevolent, innocent, loving. Doesn't communicate very well with humanity, as though his wisdom were and is greater than our ability to comprehend, higher than our ability to understand. And this is something we commonly found in ATR, the awareness of a greater consciousness, a god, goddess figure that's universal, that's also so high and so elevated that the powers and issues and weather of everyday life has been assigned to other powers, other spirits, other forces. And Baba shows up symbolically as the serpent, as the snake. He is seen plunging into a basin of water, climbing up trees. Both the snake and the aquatic deity speak to the very scientific particles necessary to create and build not just life in humanity, but the universe. Dambala is seen as a universal cosmic symbol. The cosmic snake is greater than, it's more than, it is the next level from your Kundalini snake. The Kundalini is about the individual evolving, growing beyond the first, second, third chakra, and so on, and stepping into consciousness in the spirit realm beyond the eighth and ninth chakras. The cosmic snake is about that universal power that pervades all things in the universe, known and unknown. Living, all forms of living life, no matter what dimensional time space. So we have the serpent symbol, Dambala, which is not singular, by the way. Particularly in Haitian voodoo, we say Dambala, Wedo. Wedo is speaking not just to, you know, a second part of Dambala's name, but also another force that operates with, that travels with Dambala. Dambala is often depicted on the, what do you call it, the caduceus symbol that you see in the medical profession, sort of like a torch-looking symbol with two intertwining serpents that reach the top, and it's an implied symbol that we see in modern and Western medical practice symbolism. Dambala is a serpent god, and is also lightning or electromagnetism. He and his wife, counterpart, Aida Wado, are often shown as two snakes who look as if they are diving into a sink or a tub or a basin, and then there's a rainbow symbol present. Dambala is the bringer of rain, which is necessary for crop growth, life, maturation of life. People possessed by Dambala often act in a serpentine way in the midst of a ceremony. Sometimes Dambala is referred to as Da or Dad, particularly the further east you go back in history, back to the continent, to West Africa. Dan is the root for Dambala. In voodoo culture, the symbol is fertility, not just the spermatozoid and the egg, which are both replicated symbols in the honor and worship of Dambala. We feed Dambala eggs and things that are white for obviously cleanliness, purity, but also deeper quantum metaphysical representations lie within that. When we get smaller than the sperm in the egg, and we think of atoms and molecules and the very processes by which life evolves, when we look up into the night sky and we see the Milky Way, symbolically, again, of this very power, this very essence, that is Dambala. Erzu Lee is important to talk about next, because I mentioned fertility. And voodoo and traditional West African religions proper don't necessarily have a woman symbol, a woman as a goddess of fertility. Fertility is regarded as a unified principle, equally held by both male and female forces. When we look at the DNA ladder, the DNA chain, you have two branches that come together. You have your mother and your father, and then your mother and your father have two parents, and then four grandparents, and then so on and so on. So fertility, when we think of going to ATR to address fertility, the symbol in voodoo that we are looking for is Dembala, not Oshun, not Gimaya, not Urzuli in Urzuli's many forms. Urzuli is a partner to Legba. Dembala is united with Aida Wado. Atwe's counterpart is Lazarin. The Marasa, the divine twins, are both contradictory and complementary forces of nature. And so Urzuli is the female energy of Legba. So the need for Tetsuo, as I said, as I ended the last show, is great even unto today. Anywhere there is injustice, anywhere there is force empowerment, governed, motivated dehumanization of people, individually or collectively, we still need petrol. We are still fighting for our freedom. We are still fighting for our liberation. In many cases, we're still fighting to even be acknowledged in our humanity. And so we need and still need today petrol. By 1830, slavery was primarily located in the South, and it existed in many forms. The most complicated, I would dare say, is that manifestation that we have here in Louisiana, where many atrocities were birthed in terms of separation, isolation, division of people by class, by status, by shade of your skin, by your diction and the tones of your accent. And that has existed still throughout the diaspora, particularly in the realm of ATR, spirituality and religion. And many of you have heard me say before, where we still think we need to look beyond ourselves, outside ourselves, for something that's more pure, something that's more authentic, something that's supposedly more grounded to, you know, the root and where we came from. And indeed, from the tip of South America to the northernmost point beyond Canada, we brought the voodoo with us. The voodoo is within our DNA, it's within our blood, it's within our spirit. Siggy Marty once sung of dreams of home. Many of you are now experiencing those heightened states of dreams of home. We live in a time today with the awareness and the craft and new age sciences and affirmations that promote prosperity and all the like. People are seeking and going back to more ancient and more indigenous discoveries of power, hidden powers that lie within humanity. Let's not neglect voodoo. Let's respect the voodoo. Let's acknowledge the powers that exist within us, around us, through us, and always have since time before the Great Migration, since times before the Middle Passage, since times before colonization and sort of the capture of Africa as a continent, always had a connection to and still do to the spirit realm, to powers and forces greater than ourselves. I invite you to acknowledge those truths within yourself. Find your place in these truths. Do your research and your homework within better understanding these truths. Not only sit in them, but then stand up and become active participants in this evolutionary, revolutionary hoodoo New Orleans voodoo secrets and recipes. Until next time, reminding you that all is truly and indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veil. Of course, all just an illusion, one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. Ashe.
A dash of cayenne to the root. Gonna put on my grease suit. Boil a gumbo, hot and steady. Don't care if Freddy ready. Gonna pray at that old cemetery. Down on Claiborne where she's buried. Build a fire on the bayou. When a black cat scratch at two. Under a full moon that's blue. Chant the magic words, Kufaru. A dash of cayenne to the room. Gonna put on my grease suit. Black top hat, black suit too. Same old rod that Moses threw. I'm gonna get them bones out the graveyard for you. Can't see my eyes, black shades too. A dash of cayenne to the roof. Gonna put on my grease suit. Black top hat, black suit too. Same old rod that Moses threw. I'm gonna get them bones out the graveyard for you. Can't see my eyes, black shades too. Going pray at the old cemetery. Down on Claiborne where she's buried. A dash of cayenne to the room. Gonna put on my grease suit. Yeah. Black top hat, black suit too. Same old ride that Moses threw. I'm gonna get them bones out the graveyard for you. Can't see my eyes, black shades too. Gonna pray at that old cemetery. Down on Claiborne where she's buried. A dash of cayenne to the room. Gonna put on my grease suit.